expectation for Walter Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson. March 1557. Addresses a letter, John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, 973-4701. Dear John, J-O-N, follow-up for Mr. Cuthbertson with recent acute kidney injury. Last visit in December. Presently, feeling better. The last few months, multiple events, including a two-vessel coronary artery bypass without complications. Apparently, failed vein donor on the left arm. They have to use bilateral mammary arteries. Has peripheral vascular disease with a number of angiogram, angioplasty procedures, lower extremities. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary symptoms. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. No supplemental oxygen. Medication list review. I want to highlight the amiodarone, Plavix, Eliquis, pain control narcotics. On beta blockers, Norvasc, Valsartan, insulin, exposed to sucrophate, S-U-C-R-A-L-F-A-T-E, weight is stable, 195, blood pressure, 145-70, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia. No abdominal distension or tenderness. No major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from January. Appears between 1.6 and 1.9, a new baseline, anemia 9.4, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal calcium, anemia 9.4, normal platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic, number of cardiovascular, peripheral vascular events, and exposure to medications, including vancomycin and others. This appears to be the new steady state, representing a GFR of 3B. There is no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. Blood pressure in the upper side, tolerating ARB, valsartan, among others. No need for EPO treatment, phosphorus binders, or changing diet for potassium or acid base. Chemistry every 3 months, exposed to amiodarone, watch for bleeding on Eliquis and Plavix, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, exposure to carafate with aluminum for a short period of time, that's not an issue. Continue to follow, end of dictation.